Gave away Brewer tickets by having you complete as I was watching Jay Carney get roasted by John Carl. I wonder if ... and it was, will the rest of the media now pick this up? A friend IMs Jay Carney and wondered what happened to the good old days when in the first term when the press corps questions were submitted in advance. Yes, days gone by. All right, Jason found this story at Yahoo. There's a Sunday magazine. A lot of newspapers do this. Their Sunday magazine. The Nashua, New Hampshire Telegraph had a feature on extraordinary women. Women, accomplished women. The cover of it has a pair of shapely female legs walking up steps in stilettos. Did I describe that accurately? Nice pair of legs. Jason says, yes, you got that exactly right. Walking in stilettos up these steps. Now, not many women profiled fit that profile. This has caused an uproar, a stink. Here's the Yahoo video. Here's the audio from it. Go ahead, Jace.
Sexy legs in high heels. So local newspaper is getting some backlash over its cover celebrating successful women. A New Hampshire newspaper is really taking some heat for that cover shot.
New Hampshire Bureau Chief Michael Rosenfield spoke to the paper's editor today and also two of the women who were featured in that article.
Sunday's magazine cover in the Nashua Telegraph was supposed to spark interest in a feature story about 25 of the area's extraordinary women. Instead, it stepped right into a sexy stiletto-clad controversy.
Well, the cover shot was an attempt to show a woman climbing the stairway to success.
Phil Kincaid, executive editor of the paper, says it was a team of women who came up with the cover shot, and the response to the photo has been mostly negative.
If we look back on it, you know, yes, I think in second thoughts, perhaps the shoes weren't the most appropriate shoe for that cover.
Once the feedback about the magazine cover started coming in, the newspaper took to social media, asking more readers to chime in. And it didn't take long to figure out where most people stood. This mag cover was disappointing. Lacks professionalism and diversity, said one person on Twitter. On Facebook, comments included, more than a little tacky and totally sexist.
Whoever that is, hey, you go, girl.
New Hampshire State Senator Peggy Gilmore is one of the 25 featured women.
I looked at it and said, oh, I love the shoes. I wish I could wear them.
She says she wasn't offended, but says another photo might have been more appropriate.
I don't think that either the shoes nor the shapeliness of her legs was probably representative of the 25 women that were honored.
Carol Furlong, an advocate for the homeless, who's also profiled in the article, says she's not bothered by the cover and says women can be successful in any pair of shoes.
It doesn't matter whether they're high heels or flats, sneakers or work boots. The question is, what can we accomplish and how can we impact on the community?
The newspaper says it has no regrets, but acknowledges the cover shot might have been a mistake. In Nashua, Michael Rosenfield, WBZ News.
Yeah, that's WBZ Boston CBS 4. That's actually where that report comes from. Now, you will note that and by the way, and not surprisingly, I guess, most of the women looking at the photos appear to be older women. I mean, they're accomplished. I don't think that's a shocker. Okay, what would have been an appropriate photo? And is it sexist? Let me ask you this. Do you know who Wendy Davis is? Wendy Davis is the Democratic gubernatorial candidate in Texas. She's got nice legs. She's in her 50s, but she has nice legs. She's a very attractive woman. She's the one that did the filibuster pro-abortion. What if they had put Wendy Davis's legs in those stupid pink tennis shoes? Would anyone have been offended then? Would they? Not at all. Look, what does a cover try to do? Get attention. It got attention. What would have been, is that Wendy Davis in stilettos? That doesn't look like her, though. Facially, that doesn't look like her. Maybe that is her. Yeah, I guess it is. You're trying to attract attention. What else? Now, okay, what if they had put that picture of Wendy Davis in stilettos? Now, they couldn't because it's about, right? Yeah. Because it's about New Hampshire women. that the women who were profiled don't have a problem with it, I think, says everything. 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Talk to you tomorrow from Milwaukee. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.